This is the Sun Devil Fast Break with ASU men's head basketball coach Bobby Hurley. The Sun Devil Fast Break is presented by Arizona Ford Dealers.
Every Tuesday, Bobby Hurley calls in, talk ASU hoops with us, and the head coach is joining us right now. Bobby, good morning. Let's go positive first. Let's talk about the first game of your road trip. And how did you feel about that game? Because, granted, I only have a couch knowledge of watching it on TV, but it really seemed like you guys were struggling to get things going offensively, and yet the real heart of your kids came out and weren't defined by some rough shooting and figured out a way to get it done. You had to feel good when that game was over.
Yeah, it was. We didn't start well. I thought we were sluggish at the beginning of the game, just kind of flat from an energy standpoint for whatever reason. It wasn't a great crowd, but that's no excuse. We got to do a better job early in games. I think we got down 25-11 in the first half, but we really surged back. I think Remy did a great job in that game. Just his shot making and his playmaking, had some really good passes in addition to his scoring. And, he led the charge throughout the game. I think we picked things up across the board, at both ends of the floor. And, did what we were supposed to do. It was a solid win for us. And then we moved on to Palo Alto.
And what happened in the Stanford game?
Well, I knew going in that they were going to be desperate. And I tried to communicate that to the guys and let them know how hard they were going to play. Stanford had played a very difficult schedule. They played at North Carolina. They lost a very close game in overtime to Kansas. So they have players, they're capable. They didn't play well in their first two Pac-12 games. They lost a very close game to Arizona where they, I believe they shot 15 for 29 from the foul line. And so 0-3, your last home game before you head back out on the road, we knew, or I knew at least, that they would come out and play well. And, we just uncharacteristically, turned the ball over, way more than we have in previous games. And we shot very poorly from the free throw line. I think those two were the primary reasons that we struggled in that game.
Bobby, what is the hardest thing about coaching? Because I'm wondering with what you just said, is it to create desperation from your 17, 18, 20-year-old kids when you know they're not as desperate as the other team? What would you say is the hardest thing about being a college basketball coach?
I mean, I thought they would be, I thought that we realized what was at stake. I think that, we had a very good non-conference with some very key wins, but, the Pac-12 across the board is down nationally. It's not viewed as a good league because of what the entire league did in the non-conference. So we have to have a good record in league play if we want to get the postseason. We keep talking with our team about that. And, if I was in the SEC or the Big 12 right now and I was 2-2, I probably wouldn't be panicking. But that's not the case with our league. So we just have to lock in and try and attack every game and come up with a victory. And in that game with Zylan dealing with what he was dealing with from a family standpoint and burying his brother the morning of and then mm-hmm. getting on a plane and flying out, I thought that we would play with more energy and more fight, especially as the game wore on, to try and get a victory for him because he's going through a lot, and he's a great teammate and a great, just a great person overall to what he's going through. Still want to get out there with his teammates. And we played awful to start the second half. You just can't do that the way we came on the floor. And I think they scored the first 12 points of the second half when it was a 2-point deficit. So that was also a big reason why we lost.
Let me change everything I just said. The hardest thing about being a coach has got to be when one of your players loses somebody very, very close to them. What did you say to Zylan? Is every kid different on how you handle a situation like that as the head coach?
I mean, initially the shock of and the suddenness of losing someone that's important to you, the night of the Princeton game was just awful. You just felt so terrible for Zylan, and the shock of what he was going through. And then, you know, from there, it's learning to deal with the reality of what has happened. And there's nothing really you could say other than you care about him and you're here for him and you're supporting him in any way you can. And I think from top to bottom, our administration, Ray Anderson, Dave Cohen, did a great job of just, you know, providing him with all the support he needed. And his biggest sanctuary was getting out on the floor as a distraction for what he's going through with his feelings. And to step up and get him a chartered flight to get him back to Stanford so he could play in the game, because he, you know, that's a part of his process of dealing with it. And it was amazing what our university did to make that happen.
Well done, Bobby. Well done.
Absolutely, Bobby. No doubt about it. Overall, where do you think your guys are in terms of confidence right now, Bobby?
I'm not really concerned about how they feel right now. So and that might be a little selfish or you know.
I love that
it
answer.
Sounds like you, Bobby.
I love that answer.
We got to do better. We got to play better. We got to play more together. We have to execute better. We have to defend better. It's a lot of things. You know, we had a real, you know, another soul-searching day on Sunday morning, very early. We got back Saturday night after that game. We were back at it. And it was mental. It was film. It was physical. So it was all those things. And, you know, hopefully everyone gets the message and we just strive to perform better.
I realize every coach says the word turnovers, but what's your common thing for the theme for the Oregon schools? What do you have to do Thursday and Saturday night?
Well, I mean, I'm focusing right now on Oregon State, and they're playing as good as anybody in the conference right now. They're 11-4. All four of their losses have been by 6 points or less, so they've been in every game, and they've won their first three league games. They went on the road and beat Oregon, which is a rivalry game, and Oregon's got talent, even though they've had some guys hurt and whatnot. And then they beat the LA schools at home, so they've beaten, you know, three quality opponents, and they have experience, and you know, they have a good record and are well coached, and it's going to be a real challenge.
Bobby, there's a motto engraved on the wall of Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, Nebraska, and I've been waiting to read this to you. I want to get your reaction on this. The motto that's engraved says this: not the victory, but the action. Not the goal, but the game. In the deed, the glory. What do you think of that when you hear that?
Yeah, like not the victory, it's the action. I think some of it is how you perform, and you know, regardless of winning and losing, you could win and not be happy about it. You could lose and be completely happy with you yourselves if you've emptied the tank, mm-hmm. you've done everything in your power to give yourself a chance to win. You could live with the results, and you know that's what I think we're pushing towards to find, where when we step on the floor together as a team, that you know, everyone is doing everything in their power, you know, to compete, to make good decisions, to play together, to play the right way, and then, you know, whether it's a win or a loss, you can live with the outcome.
Bobby, you know I love you, man, but I'm going to have a motto for you every time. You come
oh,
on.
No, that's not what.
Just to run it by you, okay?
That could get ugly quick.
Right, hey, look, if we win, if we get two wins this week, and then you got to do it every week.
Okay. Now it's set. You know, I have to ask you, since history was just made, Zion Williamson, 35 points, most points ever in the history of Duke basketball for a freshman. Would Christian Laettner have ever let you shoot enough to get 35 points your freshman year?
I mean, yeah, that wasn't really, you know, how I operated. So, no, that wasn't in jeopardy. I wasn't good enough as a shooter or scorer to get that many points either. So you gotta stay in your lane. You gotta know what your role is.
Even as a coach, you could still get the message out. Good to talk to you, Bobby.
Thanks,
good luck
Bobby.
This weekend.
All right, guys. Good talking to you.